Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to the Sofa Cinema Club. My name is Colton Smith.
I'm Jack P. Shepherd.
And I'm Ben Price.
What's that voice?
What is that?
Hello and welcome to the Jazz Club.
My name's Colton Smith.
You're just speaking your own
voice.
And
I'll be playing you the tunes all the way through the evening.
you just said, hello and welcome to the Sofa Cinema Club.
Hello, it's that, it's the hello.
I'll tell you what's happening. As you're talking, you're doing a hand gesture.
You are.
Which is like...
It's a natural flicker. Your voice is going
goes up
higher.
So, the Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast. It's our podcast where we're going to talk about films and we want to educate each other on different types of films.
Yeah, but mainly educate you because we've seen a vast variety of films, me and Ben, and you haven't.
So have I.
No, you haven't.
You literally haven't. You've seen one hundreds of times, which we're going to talk about later, and then some other fairly poor ones,
yeah,
loads of times.
But I go to the cinema a hell of a lot. I anything that I want to watch, I watch. I see a lot of films. It's just we've got a bit of taste, different taste.
You like
Godfather.
Well, probably everybody does, really, don't they? I mean, everybody has sort of seen it.
I've never seen it.
No,
there
I've
we go.
Seen it.
That's it. Absolute brilliant point in one. Probably everyone loves it. Have you seen it? No.
But that's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
So we're setting a film for each of us to watch.
Yes.
And I get to set the first film.
Yeah.
The first film is Hannah Montana the movie.
Mm.
You two have been on a bit of a journey.
Yeah, when we first heard we had to sit through and watch Hannah Montana, we weren't best pleased, were we?
But that was the deal.
Yes, it was the deal.
I never expected it to be that movie. I think we need to go into slightly into your reaction to the film and why that film means so much to you. Because I think you bandy around Hannah Montana the movie. We throw it out there like it's a bit of a gag. But it really did mean something to you. Like it is one of your favourite movies. It's not like you've thought of a film that would be good on a podcast.
Mm.
It would be a bit of a comedy. It really is literally one of your favourite films. You danced, you cried, you laughed, you put your phone down, you mimed the words that were going on, off, on. You said, oh, this bit's good. So I think we need to know a bit, Colson, as to exactly why it means so much to you.
So for me, obviously, I was a Disney Channel kid. I grew up watching the Disney Channel. Hannah Montana was a series that was on. So when the film came out, it was a big thing. I never really got to choose what I wanted to watch because my sister was in charge of the TV because she was older. So I watched Hannah Montana because that's what she watched. Obviously now, don't regret it, still love it. I think the reason I picked it as my first film is it's a film that I've probably watched regularly. I've probably watched it every 2 years since it came out. It kind of can take me to different places because it's got highs and lows and I still enjoy watching it now. It's almost a complete package in a way.
But it relates to you personally, though, doesn't it, the film?
In a way, yes, because the way Hannah Montana is, for those that haven't seen the film, Hannah Montana, normal schoolgirl, goes down.
Your voice broke when you said that.
Because I'm getting a little bit nervous.
I can see there's obviously something came out, like a massive thing came on there, okay, didn't it?
Normal school girl. Normal school girl who has a secret life. And her secret life is obviously famous. For me, I'm going home watching the Disney Channel, and then suddenly a few years later, I'm starting getting recognised in the street. That probably is a reason why I like the film, because it's a little bit of an escape. She's young, she's a teenager, much like me. She's an international superstar. I'm a Z-list celebrity.
Don't run yourself down, dude.
Why?
Don't run yourself down.
That is a big thing. You know,
that's a serious... I know this is meant to be a funny podcast, and we will get funny eventually. But that's a serious point, dude. That movie spoke to your life. That's what we're talking about in this, is that films that actually have probably touched Jack at a certain point in a point in his life, or touched me at a certain point in my life, that made me go, that has a significance for me in my life. And this has a huge significance. So do we need a synopsis of the film?
So, Miley Cyrus, normal schoolgirl. Her alter ego, when she puts the wig on, blonde hair, is Hannah Montana. Yeah. Hannah Montana, big superstar, pop star, yeah?
Yeah.
So Miley Cyrus has finished school and now she's going on a world tour as Hannah Montana. None of her mates know that, just her, yeah?
Yeah.
So the film starts, she's in LA, she's doing a tour, and it shows the difficulties of how she has to go to a friend's birthday party as Hannah Montana. So she takes all the attention away from her friend.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. That's the kind of story.
Yeah.
So Hannah Montana, Miley, ends up going back to her hometown, and she's not Hannah. So it's like a Hannah detox. So she takes the wig off, she puts... golden rule.
No, I think we need to talk about that, don't we? Phones off.
That's a bit of an issue, Jack.
Phones off. But now she's doing that awful thing of kind of reading it.
I'm not reading it. I'm putting it on airplane mode.
Sorry, babe. Just doing that
podcast thing. It's not sorry, babe.
It's not sorry, babe.
Carry on.
So, yeah, so she goes back to Tennessee, to her homeland, sees her family. Yeah. Her hometown is having financial difficulties.
Yes.
And her grandma says, well, you can help out. Mm. You know, you can do this. And then she gets down in a bit of a spiral with, can she help out? Well, all the time she's being followed by a reporter who is trying to unmask her and announce to the press that she's not who she says she is.
What's the reporter's character's name?
The reporter is a character called Oswald Granger, who is played by Peter Gunn, who just happens to be here in the studio today as our special guest.
Hello.
Peter?
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
That's a pleasure. The weird thing is that I didn't know who Miley Cyrus was when I was up for the part, and I can remember asking my 8-year-old son, have you heard of this Miley Cyrus? I thought I might have seen her on a lunch bag at school. I said, oh, okay.
But by this point,
yes,
what else do you know about the film now? You got the script?
We've had the script. I understand what it is in a way, but I still haven't grasped the enormity.
You didn't know how big it was.
That hasn't hit me just yet. We're in Nashville, which is her hometown, and I'm thinking, yeah, she's a Nashville girl, yeah, so she's going to be popular. But then, like the first week I'm there, I'm, you know, in the evening, I'm sat in the apartment, and you put the telly on, and then there's a discussion about what Miley's done that day. Why are they discussing that? Because they did every day. Mm. They discussed what Miley had done or was doing. How's the film going? And this is on, like, the local news. I'm like, flipping heck, she is big, isn't she? And then you realise, as we're going around, wherever we go, she has security, she has massive security. And people just got absolutely berserk.
So before we hear anything else from Gunny, shall we talk a little bit about our watching of the film and what you two initially thought, and then we'll get the stories from the bits we like.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Yes, that's good.
So what did you think?
It
took you by surprise, didn't it?
It did. We thought it was very well constructed together, didn't we?
Yes. Constructed together.
And we liked it, funnily enough. Thought it was well directed.
Yes.
We thought the acting was good.
She's obviously
She's
very good.
She's very good.
She's obviously
phenomenal.
Can back it up.
Yeah.
It wasn't a case of she can't sing, she can't perform.
Yeah.
She clearly can, and the movie was surrounded by her.
Yeah.
Exactly what Jack said. As a movie of that genre, it works extremely well. Mm. And it's something I'd never seen. Highs, lows, the big old song at the end, well directed, good performances, just about a bit of saccharine, crying, and then she's back.
Oh, yeah.
You can see why it did well, and you can see why they didn't want to make a mistake.
Correct.
So it must have had a lot of pressure while you were filming that.
What did we think of Coulson's reaction to watching the film and we experienced?
Oh, shocking.
Well, you know, you just talked about Miley's journey during the film. My journey was fairly similar, you know, sung, cried, danced.
You literally did dance.
I did. What's the song called?
The Hoedown Throwdown.
Oh, yeah.
So, the dance.
Oh, that dance.
Can you still remember? Obviously, in the film, you do the dance.
Zigzag, cross the floor,
shuffling diagonal, put your hands on your hips, one footed, 180 twisting, and a zigzag. How many times? How many times do you have to do that?
That was a nightmare.
Was that a whole day?
Jamal.
No, it's got to be more than a choreographer.
Jamal. And Jamal was just, he got it down. Now, I've got somewhere him dancing it for me. On DVD.
And I can't imagine that you were a natural.
No, it took a lot for me to do it because I can't really remember steps.
Now, where's the Hoedown Throwdown in the film?
It's right at the end, isn't it?
No, it's not the end. It's the bit where, so Crowley Corners, they're...
he knows it.
No, don't even mess with him. I know you were in it.
No, I know. He was really in it.
Yeah. You might have been in it.
Yeah,
he
was really I was really in it. I probably know your lines.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But better than you.
Guarantee, yeah.
So it's like a family little festival at a barn. It's a tiny little fundraiser. They only want to make $1,000. And Miley goes on as Miley and sings a country song. So nobody knows she's Hannah. And then she comes out with the Hoedown Throwdown.
Yeah. And is that a Hannah Montana song?
No, it's a Miley Cyrus song. Okay. So it was a song for the movie.
Right.
So it had never been heard before. So it was straight in the movie. And obviously off the back of it came this dance.
Yeah.
The Hoedown Throwdown. And in the scene in the film, everybody starts to dance along. Yeah. And then Oswald Granger walks in at the back and doesn't want anyone to notice him. So he's in disguise. He's got the cowboy hat on.
You're in disguise as a
cowboy.
He's got the cowboy hat on. He's got the balaclava on. Mm-hmm. And then you have to start dancing. On.
Bandana.
Bandana.
Oh my God.
He's going to rob it.
Everybody on the floor, this is a raid.
Who gave him the job? It's the wrong.
Everybody on the floor.
He's in the name of the father. What are you doing? This is Anna Montana.
We've made
a terrible mistake.
And it began with B.
Right, go on. Bandana.
He's got the bandana on.
He robs Miley Cyrus.
That could be a good sequel. If they are listening to this and they want to make a sequel,
I'll let them know.
I'm sure they're not.
So, Hoedown Throwdown is going on.
Yep.
People are joining in. Oswald comes at the back.
Yeah. And obviously, during the thing when we were watching it and the Hoedown Throwdown comes on,
you know the steps.
And I've got a bit excited.
And you engorged yourself on Kinder Bueno. You'd OD'd on
You'd
sweets.
Coughed a Kinder Bueno. You coughed it in.
I'd had about
the
four.
The actual plastic egg?
Yeah, well,
it's high as a kite.
I'd
had a few of the little balls. Not the long bars, the little balls.
Oh, no,
and I'd probably
had a bag. He'd had a whole bag of Bueno.
You'd had a Bueno bag. Come on.
I was reliving my childhood. I was allowed to dance as much as I wanted and I was allowed to have as much Bueno as I wanted. So I did.
Good on you.
Good on you.
I loved it.
It was a shock, though, wasn't it, to me? It was a shock. Was it a shock to you,
It was a shock to us.
Can
Jesus.
You do the whole dance?
You can. Why don't you take the headphones off and just do it and we're singing it. I know it's radio and we won't really get it.
Definitely. Does Goody know the words?
Oh, hang on a minute, because you talk about your journey. This is very similar to my journey because a very similar situation. We're sat around the table doing the first read-through in an industrial estate in Nashville and we've not met anyone before, really, and we're all sat round and Miley's been really nice. She just sit there. She's 15. She's really sweet. Do that, blah, blah, blah. And we get to this point and the director said, "Oh, Miley, you know the dance moves to this. Can you show us?" And she very unselfconsciously gets up and just does the whole thing for us, like it was somebody from next door coming round and doing it. It was sweet. It was fantastic.
So you can see the similarities between me and
Miley. I can see how you can identify with her.
Do you actually want me to do it?
Can you?
Can you sing it?
I can't remember the flipping song.
I'd have to... It's Pop It.
Pop It, Lock It.
Poker, Dot It, Country Fired, and Hip Hop, Hip, put your Hulk in the sky, move side to side, jump to the left, stick it, glide.
Dig down.
I can do the whole thing.
You can diagonal. One arms,
hands on your hips. A 140, 180 twist, and up. As you can tell, Gunny knows all.
Gunny knows.
Oh. He's wearing a balaclava at the back.
Everybody hit the floor.
He's in a different film.
So then, another thing for me as the fanboy of the film. So it was only probably. I mean, I've watched the film a lot.
Yes.
It will have
How
only
many
been.
How much do you think you've watched?
20. Jeez. It will have only been probably in the probably about 3-4 years ago when I realised that it's Taylor Swift.
Yes.
So
I met
before
her.
Taylor Swift
I met her.
Was Taylor Swift.
What is she in? Who's she?
She's in it.
You know the blonde girl?
Yes. That's,
yeah. So you're at that festival before the Hoedown Throwdown.
Oh, I'm
and
at that
blonde
festival.
Girl comes on.
Comes in.
And that's Taylor Swift.
Oh, does she sing a song before the Hoedown Throwdown?
She was on tour. And she turned up when we were filming. I remember just sat in on the makeup bus, and she sat next to me and she goes, "Hi, I'm Taylor." And we're just having a chit chat, and she's telling me about the tour, and then she's mates come to help Miley, and they're going to go off.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You know,
in the film,
yes.
What is your favourite bit?
Oh, it's easy because the call sheets. I love the call sheets every day because there'd be some bonkers call sheets going on, and this one was. It said Oswald Granger will be driving an open top sports car along Pacific Coast Highway number 1, and we will be filming from a helicopter over the Pacific Ocean. I'm like, oh my
big deal.
God. So we are driving up the Pacific Coast Highway.
So was that
Highway.
Just a day of you?
That was just a day of me doing that up and down the Pacific Coast Highway with the LAPD blocking off roads. I had 6 stunt drivers protecting me, as it were, and you just go for it down the Pacific Coast Highway. As the helicopters over the Pacific Ocean filming me, I was like, "Oh my God, this is
I've made it.
This is just unbelievable."
Did they close the road?
They did at certain sections. Yeah. Oh yeah, the LAPD were fantastic. I remember I'm sat in this open top car, and there's a motorcycle LAPD cop, and he looked amazing. And he stood behind me, stopping the traffic, but he also took a little bit of a time out to look at himself in the mirror of his motorbike, doing his hair. He was He was making himself look good. Mm. Now, you don't see that here, do you?
No, you don't.
Because
they perhaps should, perhaps, here, you know.
So, obviously, Jack and Ben have just watched the film for the first time. You went to the premiere?
I did, yeah.
Premiere in LA or England?
LA. The deal was they flew me and the missus out first class for the LA premiere. It was a big do, the red carpet, all that. It was utterly amazing. As in, I didn't know what to expect, because, of course, I knew Pete, the director, and he'd been showing me bits, and he's very excited and doing this blah, blah, blah. But seeing it in context, in a movie theatre on the Hollywood Boulevard, was just... my little head was exploding. And we went into this packed theatre. I was so excited. It was like being a child again.
It does that to people.
I got so swept up in it. And what floored me at the beginning was seeing my name.
Mm.
At the beginning of the movie, I was like... What? That's unbelievable.
I knew I should have changed my name. Did you think that?
But it just blew my mind. And I watched the movie. I was blown away by it. And at the end...
Do you enjoy it as a film of that genre? I know you're in it.
Yes. I can watch it as a punter.
Mint.
I can watch it, you know, and see it for what it is. And at the end, the film ends and the screen went up, because it's a big theatre, and behind it was stood Miley with her dad and a live band, and she sang The Climb. I was on my feet, fists in the air. I was crying throughout the whole thing.
This is the greatest night of my life.
God! I couldn't have been happier.
If only Coulson could be
yes!
here.
But it was just utterly euphoric. I was...
Oh, dude, that's amazing.
It was utterly amazing.
And then back on the plane to Blackpool.
And then back yeah.
On the plane to Blackpool, yeah. and what, not first class back, just economy?
No, we had first class there and back.
Oh, right. But you didn't have the...
We had 4 days there. No, yeah, we were stopped, actually, at customs.
It's finished
we were,
now.
We were.
Can we have a balaclava?
We were.
Back?
It was
it's finished.
What are you doing here? Yeah. But it was so cool, though.
So, we've all watched the film.
Mm. We've all watched the film.
Obviously, I loved it, so I'll start with my rating.
Out of
5.
Yeah. We said 10, and then we can do 0.5s. All right, 5.
We had a full discussion on this last night. Yeah, do you want to do 10?
I think you can go 0.5s then, can't you? I suppose you can do
0.5s. Let's go 10, let's go 10. He's absolutely... What difference is it going to make to your rating? Because I know what your rating's going to be. Whether it's 5 or 10, I know what it's going to be, which is 5 or the full 10.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. There
we go. As if it was going to be anything else. It's knocked a 0.5 off for the sound.
Yeah.
No, 10 out of 10. Absolutely love it. It's a film that I don't know if I'll ever stop watching it.
I think you will.
You might not.
You might not.
I still
have
get
you seen it since?
Yes, a long time ago. But I still get stopped. I was walking the dog.
Balaclava.
Not with a
cowboy hat on.
And the way I walk, they're developing some houses. And I pass it.
Do you walk like a cowboy?
No, I was passing it several times. And then one time, I just timed it as the bricklayers were having, in their van, having the sandwiches. And as I passed it, one of them said, "All right, mate." I said, "Yeah, all right, yeah. One of them was, it was Coronation Street, so that was fine. I had a chat about that. The older one went, "Can't believe you in Hannah Montana." What? I was like, "But you're a bricklayer from Lancaster and probably my age." "Yeah, it's my daughter's favourite film. I've seen it with her about God knows how many times." And he was literally, he said, I can't believe it. "Can't believe you're walking your dog past my van."
I remember.
Hannah Montana. He couldn't believe it.
I remember watching it after we'd started working together again. And the moment when I went, "Oh my God, that's Gunny!" Like, because I'd watched it loads of times, and then I think I came into work and I was like,
"You couldn't believe it!
Wow, never knew that. I loved it before I knew it was you, and even more now I know it's you."
Jax, what's your rating?
Out of 10, as you pointed out.
It's not usually the genre of film I would watch, as far as that genre goes. Well directed,
Well acted.
Thank you.
Jamal choreographer. He's done a very good job. Billy Ray goes off a little bit, doesn't he? But yeah. Other than that, I think I'm going to have to give a steady 7.
Oosh, oosh.
I thought you were going to go 8.
No, you can't go 8.
No.
You can't go 8 on it. I'll go a steady 7 all day long, but I'm not pushing to an 8, no way.
I agree with the steady 7.
Thank you. Yeah. He's got nowhere to go.
So, 2 sevens and a 10, which takes us to...
steady what you're trying to do there, Gerald Vorderman. You nearly got yourself in the right old mess there. 2 sevens and a 10, which leads us to some points out of 30.
Yeah.
24 out of 30, which takes me straight to the top of the leaderboard, even though it's the first week. So that is the end of this week's episode of the Sofa Cinema Club. Gunny, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great. Unfortunately, we can't have a guest every week. Jack, Ben, you've watched Hannah Montana. What am I watching?
Next week, we're watching Alien. That's the film that me and Ben have chosen.
I've never seen it.
No, we know.
That's why we've chosen it. Do you know anything about Alien, the movie? Do you know anything about Alien, the movie?
Is it like Predator?
Well, yeah, to an extent. Only it's in space. First Predator with Arnie.
No. Then, no.
No. So, because we won't have Peter every week, we're going to need the people listening to this podcast to write in or...
Instagram in.
And you can do that by tweeting us at Sofa Cinema Club or Instagramming us at Sofa Cinema Club. Send us in what you think about Alien and then we'll discuss it.
Or any questions you've got for us as well, I suppose.
Oh, hold on. We've opened it right.
It's a film podcast.
You've opened it up to questions.
No.
What do you eat?
No.
What's your favourite
colour? We're not going to read.
We're talking about Alien.
If you
What's
have
it
half
like
a
in
brain,
space?
Send a sensible question. You'll get a sensible answer. Maybe.
Thank you for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.